USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A second night of looting broke out in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Monday night following Sunday's shooting of an unarmed black man as he resisted arrest from an outstanding warrant. The looting followed the protest outside the city's police station. The governor put a curfew in place that was mainly ignored. China has warned the United States not to play with fire on the Taiwan issue after the Department of State updated its guidelines, easing restrictions on meeting between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. Federal health agencies will temporarily stop using Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine after six women developed blood clots, including one who died, according to a new report. The half-dozen patients who were between the ages of 18 and 48 developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within the first 2 weeks of vaccination. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced Monday that the state's response to rising COVID cases should begin shutting things down. The announcement came Monday, just days after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer asked residents statewide for a two-week pause. Whitmer opted out of a mandated shutdown. The United States needs to address an ongoing shortage of semiconductors by investing in its chip infrastructure, President Joe Biden said during a virtual summit meeting with auto executives and other business leaders Monday afternoon. These chips, these wafers, batteries, broadband, it's all infrastructure. We need to build the infrastructure of today and not to repair the one of yesterday, Biden said. The plan I propose will protect our supply chain and revitalize American manufacturing, the president goes on to say. NASCAR racing takes place Sunday afternoon. The Toyota Owners 400 starts at 3 p.m. Eastern from the Richmond, Virginia Raceway and can be seen on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, co-owner of the XFL and the CFL, have engaged in a discussion how to best collaborate, innovate, and grow the game of football. The talks include a championship game between the XFL and CFL champ, CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi.
Thinking about the game of football and obviously looking for opportunities to accelerate our success and, you know, grow our game. And it just so happened we ended up in this discussion with the new ownership group at the XFL and immediately found, some real alignment, what they want to do and the skills and the background of the group. Danny Garcia and Dwayne Johnson have been long-term business partners and, Dwayne Johnson's success is, literally unparalleled. And it led us to, where we are today, which was, we just wanted to be transparent. We've got great fans and we have a great group of players and we thought, before we get too far along, we'll just let the world know that we're talking. We don't know what the outcome of all of this will be, but we are excited to be in this conversation.
There could also be an all-star game pitting players from both leagues. The long-term objective, the merger of the two pro football leagues. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.